Cam Chancellor?
Yeah.
He's rangy. He tackles well. He hits people when he gets a chance.
Aaron, Mike had mentioned the rhythm early on. He's having a hard time getting into it. What were you sort of feeling out there through the first couple of series?
Yeah, I felt the rhythm was pretty good the first few drives. We got to – probably should have got that second drive in there for a touchdown. That was disappointing, but moved the ball pretty well at times and hit a little lull there in the third quarter. But, came up short.
They were able to kind of limit the running game a little bit, especially in the first quarter. How difficult does it make it for you guys when they're able to kind of control that?
Yeah, they did a good job at that. They played a couple defenses. It was a lot of one high, getting a seventh guy down the box and our sub personnel. And, there's a free guy at times in those situations, and they tackle well. So there weren't a lot of broken tackles for us, big plays. They did a good job of making us go the distance.
Did losing Brian affect what you could call or what you could do?
No, I don't think so. No, Derek did a good job. It definitely affected things initially. We wanted to make sure Derek got his feet underneath him. He hadn't played really extensive time in a while, but I think he did a really good job.
Aaron, just overall, this offense is clicking. The no-huddle was doing what you wanted to do in practice and preseason games. What do you think went wrong then?
This is the Seattle Seahawks. They're a great defense. You don't expect to be able to move the ball effectively every down, every drive, but you got to make the most of your opportunity, especially when you're in the red zone. You got to score touchdowns, and we had some decent drives, had some opportunities. The stretch in the third quarter, the interception, then the safety, kind of put us in a bad spot, put our defense in a bad spot. But you got to score more points.
Aaron, what did you see on that interception?
I missed my spot by about a foot. Yeah, I think we're about we're on their side, maybe the 40 or something. And I had a good play call. Just Derek thought he was getting help off the edge on the play, and the back kind of released through the A gap there. And so there was a quick edge rusher, and tried to step up and get away and get the ball out and couldn't.
What do you mean by up against the clock? Did he want to restart on the clock or something?
I think he was upset about the ball getting spotted with 15 seconds on the play clock for whatever reason.
Did you guys want to get a line
over the 20 or 18? Well, we would have just given us some more time to make some sort of adjustment based on the coverage.
Yeah.
Probably.
And settled that the blocking scheme a little bit better than
Wickman. Yeah, everybody probably would have been on the same page a little more, I think. But I'm not sure what Mike said there. Corey did a great job. He did a really good job of protection. I thought the protection was really good inside, and the snaps were solid. He's learning. This is his first start. He's a rookie, but I thought he held his own well, and I think he's going to do a good job for us.
Did it surprise you at all that, given the way that practices run during training camps, that not as much hitting?
I wasn't really surprised by the way they played. I mean, they played their one high defense. They always tackle well in the secondary. Both the safeties do, and the corners are athletic. Linebackers are rangy, and when you try and run the ball in those situations, there's going to be a free hat, whether it's at the line of scrimmage or 5 yards down past line of scrimmage. Those guys come up and make tackles. I mean, we didn't break a lot of tackles. We didn't have a lot of explosive gains in the passing game or the running game. And we had too many penalties.
Aaron, when you guys as a passing unit only average about 5.5 yards per attempt, that's unusual for your – do they just make it very difficult? How did they do that, make it difficult for you guys to deal with that?
Well, we had to hit a lot of checkdowns. We hit Jordy a couple times, and they started really flying the the flat defender element, whether linebacker or safety, really hard out to his side quickly, so it opened up some of the underneath stuff. And, you know, if you're not breaking a lot of tackles, you're going to have some 2-, 3-, and 4-yard gains. Have to look at the film on that one, but if we did, it wasn't that many times.